Call them the remnant.
在旧约里面就称作剩余下的百姓，就是刚才弟兄所说的那个剩下的余民，英文中文或者翻译余民或者剩下的百姓。
So these are called the remnant.
所以你看见他们从旧约圣经里面知道说弥赛亚要来。
So through the Old Testament, they knew the Messiah was to come.
那弥赛亚怎么来的？
So how did the Messiah come?
你要借着祷告催促他来。
Through prayer, you need to urge them to come in.
所以他们常常有这样的祷告。
So they always had this prayer.
那么那些百姓都是等候弥赛亚。
All these people were waiting for the Messiah.
那么使徒约翰当然后来当然是其中一个。
And John the Baptist was one of them.
你知道说刚才他在旷野有人声喊着说要修直主的路。
So when those were calling out in the wilderness that they wanted to establish his way.
所以在这个很明显的你看见说使徒约翰乃是做主的先锋。
So John the Baptist was the front runner of our Lord.
如果使徒约翰生下来了。
If John the Baptist were left,
我们的主很快就要来到。
Then our Lord would arrive soon.
所以主是听那个祷告的。
So the Lord listened to that prayer.
那不止如此。
Not only that.
等到使徒约翰需要帮手的时候。
When the John the Baptist needed a helper.
那个时候刚好是全国大复兴的时候。
And that was the great revival of that nation.
你知道使徒约翰做了一件很特别的事。
You know, John the Baptist did something very special.
使徒约翰不是吸引施洗吗？
John the Baptist baptized people, right?
你知道犹太人不随便给人施洗的。
Jewish people don't baptize anybody.
你知道什么人要施洗呢？
Who gets baptized?
所有外邦人需要受洗。
All the Gentiles need to be baptized.
罪人需要受洗。
Sinners need to be baptized.
犹太人不需要受洗。
Jews don't need to be baptized.
所以你知道他们有个故事啊。
So there's a story.
他说亚伯拉罕呢就在地狱的门口晒扇子，因为太热了，地狱的火太热了。
So, Abraham was at the gates of hell. He was actually fanning himself because it's too hot.
结果有一些犹太人不小心跑到地狱去了。
So the Jews by mistake went to hell.
他们说亚伯拉罕就挥舞告诉他们，你们赶快走，这不是你们的地方，这不是为犹太人预备的。
Abraham would tell them, "Don't come over here. This is not a place for the Jews."
所以谁是罪人？
So who are the sinners?
外邦人是谁？
Gentiles.
他们如果要变成犹太教徒怎么办呢？
If they want to become a Jew, what happens?
可以的。
They can do that.
让他们受洗。
But let them be baptized.
明白了吗？
Do you understand?
所以受洗是为了罪人的。
Baptism was for sinners.
受洗不是为了选民的。
Baptism was for the chosen.
但是弟兄姊妹，你看见没有？当约翰回这个传讲到悔改的信的时候。
When John was talking about the baptism of repentance,
所有犹太人来到主那里
all those Jews who came before the Lord,
他们要受洗
they had to be baptized.
所以你看见那个声音是何等的声音
So you see that's a wonderful voice.
那等到救主要来以前
before the Savior was to come,
你最少要承认你是罪人。
You have to admit at least that you're a sinner, right?
所以当所有人到施洗约翰去受浸的时候
So when everyone was baptized before John the Baptist
那是全国大复兴的时候
That is the time of great revival for the nation
表示说我们的主很快就要来
It represented that our Lord was to come soon
所以那个时候我们知道安德烈跟约翰他也是等候弥赛亚来
We know that at that time Andrew and John were waiting for the Messiah
在他们心里的深处
In the depths of their heart
每次祷告的时候
Every time they pray
愿他用口与我亲嘴
May kiss me with the kisses of your mouth.
弥赛亚好像太远了。
The Messiah was too far away.
怎么说我们和他亲近到一个地步，不能够再亲近
？When can we draw so close to him that we are not even can't be any closer?
如果弥赛亚能用他的话印在我的心上的
，If the Messiah uses his word to seal it in my heart,
那个不就像亲嘴一样吗
？Doesn't it mean like kissing with his mouth?
所以所有等候弥赛亚的人，他们都像苏拉米一样，说愿他用口与我亲嘴。
All those waiting for the Messiah.Are just like the ones kissing with the kisses of the mouth of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见这些通通是剩下的百姓。
These are all the remnants.
那不止约翰有。
Not only John.
不止安德烈。
Not only Andrew.
感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
他们不是等候弥赛亚来吗
？Aren't they waiting for the Messiah?
就在那一天下午四点钟的时候。
At that time at 4 p.m.
他们与我们的主同住。
They were remained with our Lord.
王在我心中内。
The king brought us into the chamber.
我的内心，约翰的鼻子是特别的。
At that day, I believe John's nose was very special.
他闻到馨香之。
He was able to smell that fragrance.
他说弥赛亚已经来了。
He said the Messiah has arrived.
我们等候已久的弥赛亚已经来。
The Messiah we've been waiting for so long has arrived.
他告诉他的哥哥,
he told his brother.
他告诉他说我们已经遇见弥赛亚。
He said we've met the Messiah.
王在我记录内。
The king has taken, brought us into the chamber.
王怎样吸引安德烈。
How the king drew and
怎样吸引约翰,
how he drew
也怎样吸引彼得,
how he drew Peter
也怎样吸引,
and how he drew Nathaniel.
你要记得,
remember, these people are all famous fishermen.
当渔民就是,
remnant.
These people are the remnant.
When they pray, it is through their prayer that the Messiah came.
所以当我们的主第一次遇见这些苏拉米尼的时候,
when our Lord met the Shulamites first,
因为他们已经准备好迎接主来,
because they were already ready to receive the Lord.
所以他们一听见说, 神的羔羊,
when they heard the Lamb of God,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
整个旧约漫长的时间,
the Old Testament, the time,
整个漫长,
that whole long period of time, they had one question. The question they had was the same question as Isaac.
以撒问他爸爸,
Isaac asked his father,
羔羊在哪里?
Where is the lamb?
整个旧约的人都问一个问题, 羔羊在哪里?
In the Old Testament, everyone asked, where is the lamb?
你知道为什么吗?
Why?
因为在旧约, 当你犯罪的时候,
in the Old Testament, when you sin,
你把牛跟羊牵来,
bring over an ox or sheep,
然后牛跟羊就要替我们赎罪,
and the ox or sheep would atone for our sins.
这个叫做 atonement.
This is atonement.
这个赎罪在希伯来原文什么意思呢?
What does atonement mean in Hebrew?
遮盖的,
it means to cover.
什么意思?
What does that mean?
当我们认罪的时候,
when we repent,
当羔羊在旧约替我们赎罪的时候,
when the lamb is atoning for our sins,
神看见羔羊流的血,
God sees the blood that is shed by the lamb,
神就越过去,
and then he'll pass over.
那我们的罪在哪里?
Where's our sin?
我们的罪是被遮盖的,
our sin is covered.
我们是被牛和羊的血把它遮盖了,
our sin is covered by the ox and by the sheep.
那个罪还在哪里?
The sin is still there.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
一直要等到神的羔羊来,
we have to wait until the Lamb of God arrives,
才最后终于把罪除去,
and then that sin is removed.
所以看啊, 神的羔羊除去世人罪孽的,
behold the Lamb of God who removes the sin of the world.
整个旧约时期, 他们一直等弥赛亚, 弥赛亚一直没有来,
in the Old Testament they were waiting for the Messiah, he hadn't arrived.
那弟兄姊妹, 你等候弥赛亚, 就等候神的羔羊来,
waiting for the Messiah to wait for the Lamb.
因为整个旧约的时候, 他们罪不过是被遮盖的, 从来没有被除去,
in the Old Testament their sin was covered, it was never removed.
等到神的羔羊来到的时候,
when the Lamb arrives,
他要把我们的罪丢到太平洋里面,
he's going to throw away that sin into the
sea. 完全都没有忘记,
it's as if God never forgot.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 你看见吗? 神的羔羊来到,
when the Lamb arrives,
你看见, 只要牧人喂羊, 喂羊舍命,
when the good shepherd dies for the sheep,
结果, 弟兄姊妹, 当我们的主挂在十字架上的时候,
when our Lord is crucified on the cross,
你看见我们的罪就出去,
then our sins are removed.
所以约翰是受教的,
John was an educated man.
Was taught it. 所以这个缘故他明白过来,
therefore he understood. When John the Baptist said, behold the Lamb who removes the, who takes away the sin of the world.
对,
the second time,
约翰施洗约翰再说一次看那神的羔羊,
John the Baptist said again, behold the Lamb of God.
他们就跟从了羔羊,
then they followed the Lamb.
从此羔羊往哪里去, 他们都跟从了,
from then on, wherever the Lamb went, they followed.
约翰一就是几岁的,
John was already 97.
当他写启示录,
when he wrote Revelation,
他说到那一般的是圣,
he wrote about the overcomers.
你怎么形容这一般的是圣?
How do you describe overcomers?
他们乃是苏拉米,
they are the Shulamites.
羔羊无论往哪里,
wherever the Lamb goes,
他们都跟,
they follow.
这就是雅各,
that is the Song of Songs.
所以我们要知道, 最初跟随主的那些苏拉米,
so we need to know those who follow the Shulamites, the earliest ones,
他们乃是旧约剩下的百姓,
they are the remnant from the Old Testament.
他们一直等, 一直等,
they wait and wait,
终于给他们得到。
And they finally they
终于找到他，终于被他们得到。所以你看，西面终于遇见我们的主。
Simeon finally found the Lord.
现在你可以释放仆人，安然的去。
Now you can let your servant go.
只要让我看见以色列的救恩，我就满足。
As long as I see the salvation of Israel, I am satisfied.
我当初的祷告是愿他用口与我亲嘴。
My original prayer was, may he kiss me with the kisses.
我怎么会想到我这样一个满脸皱纹的老人？
How can I think a wrinkle-faced person as I?
我手里所抱的
the one who I carry,
那是刚生下来的救恩。
It is the Savior that was just.
他就是以色列的救恩。
He is the salvation of Israel.
弟兄姊妹，路加是很会形容的。
Luke knows how to describe.
所以我们知道，路加乃是画匠，旧约里面在这个历史上所有画家的守护圣徒，所谓的守护圣徒。
So Luke is actually the patron saint of all the painters. You know that in the Catholicism there are many saints.
还有所谓守护圣徒。
And you have patron saints.
你知道那些在天主教环境底下长大，他们会画画的人，是拿谁做守护圣徒？是路加。
So you know those many who painted those Catholics, who did they choose as a patron saint?
路加是医生。
Luke was a doctor.
他看见一个小孩已经刚刚生下来。
When he sees a newborn,
他也看见一个人像西面一样满脸都是皱纹。
He also sees a person full of wrinkles like Simeon.
如果你要讲个旧人，讲个老人，那是西面给你看见的。
If you want to talk about an old person, it's Simeon.
但是你注意，等到西面把我们的主放在怀里的时候
，When Simeon had the Lord Jesus by his bosom,
他的祷告不是实现。
Didn't his prayer wasn't prayer?
他与主亲近到一个地步，不能够再近。
He drew so close, so nice to the Lord.
在一个老旧的生命底下
，In an old life.
在一个旧亚当的生命底下
，In an old Adamic life.
这里有个新的生命
，Here's a new life.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters.
在这个情境
，Under this condition.
当他抱在怀里的时候
，When he was carrying the baby.
然后路加是一直是跟随保罗。
Luke always followed Paul.
很多保罗在主面前的看见是路加给他的。
A lot of what Paul saw before the Lord was given by Luke.
我们旧人与基督同钉十字架。
Our old man is crucified with Christ.
现在活着的不再是我。
It is no longer I who live.
乃是基督在我里面。
But Christ lives in me.
基督在我里面活。
Christ lives in me.
就等于西面抱着一个新生下来的主人。
Equal.To Simeon carrying a newborn Jesus.
所以弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
最后他说可以安然让仆人去。
He said, finally he said, you can let my servant go.
终于被我找到了。
Now I found him.
前不久有人看到你将受到弟兄。
Recently, somebody saw Brother Stephen Carl.
他身体越来越好了。
It says that his body is even more.
他本来有一个病是老人的病，眼睛慢慢有黄斑以后，慢慢就看不见。
So he had a problem with his eye, which was degenerating.
医生说是没有希望。
The doctor said it was no possibility.
他两个眼睛有一个眼睛根本就已经死掉了。
One is already not a very bad eye.
只剩下一个眼睛。
He only had one good eye.
那这个眼睛慢慢又慢慢有什么要看不见了。
And this eye was decaying, so it could barely see.
所以就人来说，他应该就是这样。
So as a man, that's it.
但是他有一天在特别聚会的时候。
So, but one day at a conference,
他祷告说主啊
he prayed,
如果你还用我的话
if you are still to use me,
求你开我的眼
open my eyes.
就在特会那天早晨主开了他的眼
So right before the conference began, that morning his eye was open.
后来他到他向台湾去有特别的聚会
And then he went to Taiwan and had a special conference.
所以弟兄姊妹你看见吗这里有一个老人
Here you see an old person.
但是很多人说你身体是越来越好了
They're saying, but you look more and more healthy.
你知道他怎么说呢
You know what he says?
他说我还在等主回来
He says, I'm still waiting for the Lord's return.
我巴不得能看见等到我们的主回来
I want to wait until he returns.
弟兄姊妹所有爱主的人
All those who love the Lord.
他不是等候一座坟墓
They're not waiting for a tomb.
你一定有讲过一句话
Brother Nee said,
他说我们的前途是什么呢
He said, what is our future?
他可以讲我不敢这样讲
He could say that, I don't dare say that.
而且在他的身上
and in him,
果然应验了
it actually was fulfilled.
他一直等候主回来
he waited until the Lord returned.
他有一天写了一首诗歌你要不死你要遇见主回来
He wrote once a poem that said, you are not to die until you see the Lord's return.
他一直要等候主,
he wanted to wait until the Lord's return.
所以他说我们基督徒只有两个前途。
He said, Christians only have two futures.
我们不是为主寻道, 就是被主。
If we are not to be martyred for the Lord, we are to be raptured.
他可以这样